Turl opened a locker and brought out a face mask and bottle. He hauled Johnny close to him and slammed the mask over his face. Johnny batted it off. It was quite large. It was also full of dust. Johnny found a rag in the locker and wiped the mask out. He examined the fastenings and discovered they were adjustable. Turl was rummaging around and finally came up with a small pump. He put a fresh power cartridge in the pump, connected it to the bottle, and began filling it with air.
What is this?
Asked Johnny.
Shut up, animal.
If it is supposed to work like yours, why do you have different bottles?
Turl kept on pumping up the air bottle. Johnny threw down the mask and sat down against the locker door, looking the other way. The amber eyes slitted. More mutiny, thought Turl. Leverage, leverage. He didn't have any.
All right,
said Turl, disgusted.
That is a Chinko air mask. Chinkos breathed air. You breathe air. You have to have it to go in the compound or you'll die. My bottles contain proper breathe gas. And the compound domes are filled with breathe gas, not air. Now, satisfied?
You can't breathe air,
said Johnny. Turl controlled himself.
You can't breathe gas. Cyclos come from a proper planet that has proper breathe gas. You, animal, would die there. Put on that Chinko mask.
Did the Chinkos have to wear these in the compound?
I thought I told you.
Where are the Chinkos?
Were,
said Turl, thinking he was correcting the thing's grammar. It already spoke with an accent. High and squeaky, too. Not a proper bass. Irritating.
They're not here anymore?
Turl was about to tell him to shut up when a streak of sadism took over.
No, they're not here anymore. The Chinkos are dead. 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 The whole race of them. And you know why? Because they tried to strike. They refused to work and do as they were told.
Ah,
said Johnny. It came together for him. One more piece of evidence that added up to the smoke on the belt buckle design. The Chinkos had been another race. They had worked long and hard for the Cyclos. Their reward had been extermination. It bore out his estimate of the Cyclo character. They were rapacious murderers. Johnny looked around at the shambles. The Chinkos must have been killed a long time ago.
See this gauge?
Said Turl, pointing to the air bottle he had now filled.
It registers 100 when the bottle is full. As it is used up, this needle goes down. When it gets as low as 5, you're in trouble and will run out of air. There's an hour of air in the bottle. Watch the gauge.
Seems like there should be 2 bottles and one should carry the pump,
said Johnny. Turl looked at the air bottle and saw it had clamps on it for a mate, and there was a pocket for the pump. He had not bothered to look at the labels and directions on the bottle.
Shut up, animal,
Turl said. But he filled a second bottle, joined it to the first, and put the pump in the slot between them. Roughly, he put the mask and rig on Johnny.
Now hear me, animal. We are going inside the compound, and I am going to talk to a very important executive, his planet ship himself. You are to speak not one word. And you are going to do exactly what you are told to do. Understand, animal?
Johnny looked at him through the Chinko faceplate.
If you don't obey, all I have to do is pull your face mask loose and you'll go into convulsions.
Turl didn't like the look he always got from those ice blue eyes. He yanked the lead rope.
Let's go, Anima.
End of CD 4.